Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go right into talking about Exodus Cry in the World Cup. Amanda's story. John's going to be able to read us Amanda's story from Exodus Cry. We partner with, and I encourage you to partner with us, and we'll continue to partner with them, but also partner with Exodus Cry. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on links. But you got to be able to hear this story, and then we're going to show you what they're doing.
Amanda's story, why are you here? It was 2 p.m. when our team arrived in Villa Mimosa. At first glance, in this region of Rio de Janeiro, seemed almost ordinary. But upon further inspection, a sad reality became apparent. Behind the neighborhood streets, a maze of alleyways overflowed with a sea of men who were all there just for one purpose. In Villa Mimosa, women are for sale. Beyond the shadows of Maracana, Brazil's largest soccer stadium, dilapidated brothels house hundreds of women and girls. When we entered the area, we were greeted by Amanda and Gabriella. As we talked with these young girls, it would have been easy to put blinders and get lost in casual conversation. But as they told us about their families they left behind and their current lives in Villa Mimosa, the truth about their situation became impossible to ignore. With limited opportunities and a prominent cultural acceptance of sexual exploitation in Brazil, Amanda and Gabriella believed that Villa Mimosa offered their only chance of survival. Night after night in a cramped cubicle, they were visited by countless men. This endless cycle of exploitation chipped away at their dignity, these beautiful girls, and left them lonely and depressed. The chance for a happier tomorrow seemed distant, if not impossible. Later that night, we asked Amanda and Gabriella about their dreams in life. Gabriella's eyes lit up, and she described her hope to one day attend a school to be a hairstylist. Amanda smiled and shared her dream to her own small fruit stand. As we validated each girl's dream and talked about them and their personal worth and the delight that God takes in each of them, their eyes were filled with tears. While we exhorted them with the truth of their beauty and value to the Lord, we could tell that this was a revelation these young women had never heard before, and an important fact that every woman and child living in bondage needs to be told. At one point, Amanda asked, "What are you doing here? Why are you sitting in this hell talking with me?" She explained that late night, Johns were the only ones who visited, and certainly no one ever seemed to care.
Johns being ones who purchased her.
Correct.
Child.
These honest words haunted us as we thought about the hundreds of thousands of women and children being exploited in Brazil who are never shown authentic love. Our conversation with Amanda and Gabriella revealed to us an urgent need, a calling for a people who would go to these places, serve as the loving hands and feet of Jesus, and find the ones who are trapped in exploitation and help them escape. They continue to write that this is why we've launched Liberate, our initiative to bring freedom to the oppressed in Brazil through prayer and outreach. As the World Cup descends on the nation this summer, Exodus Cry will partner with Brazilians to pray and fight for the lives of girls like Amanda and Gabriella. Through 12 houses of prayer and strategic outreach all across Brazil, our goal is to reach 1,000 women and girls and offer them avenues of escape and a refuge through local safe homes and church communities.
Think about 12 houses of prayer and rescuing 1,000 girls and women who the only person, the only company they get is the people who purchase them for sex, and they want to rescue them. This is so important. By you standing with VFN TV and the Data Radio program, you are standing with Exodus Cry. Take a look at this.
In Brazil, we call it liberdade. Freedom, liberty, loose from control, but still some don't know what it is to live in Liberdade. Streets soaking in sexual slavery, doors decorated in incest, molestation passed down in the lineage of our families, hundreds and thousands of women and children exploited, sold, abused, and prostituted, given no other choices, no freedom of their own, roads overrun by the trafficking industry's dominance, our incredible culture overcome by brokenness. Generations existing fatherless, motherless, years raised in rejection have accustomed us to hopelessness. Many don't know that Liberdade, freedom, is available to them. Though they know the word, liberty isn't something they've seen yet. With no message of hope, this nightmare in Brazil is repeated. Told lies of no future, no dreams, no identity, longing for someone to tell them differently. And that's where the love of God comes in, a father who is for them, the church as his hands and feet, showing a love that can restore them, knowing God's children are captive, we cannot ignore them, hearing that his loved ones are slaves, we can't turn away from injustice, instead, we will stand together to be lights in darkness, to lavish compassion, to point to Jesus, and to walk together in true transformation. We will pray here. We will love here for Liberdade, for freedom, for restoration. We say yes, God, we will go here.
Totally awesome. We can make a difference. Stand with Exodus Christ. Stand with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. We cannot sit idly by as the most wealthiest nation in the world that supposedly, according to others, that America's poorest is richer than 1% of the world's population, and not be there for these children and these girls whose only visitor is somebody who's buying them. That's the only touch they know, is somebody that abuses them. And you can do that by standing with us, standing with Exodus Cry. And dear Lord, we pray, Lord, in human trafficking, in sex trafficking, free these children. And also, by standing with us, you're standing with the Underground Railroad, who goes out, ex-SEALs, ex-CIA agents who go out physically and use all those talents to go and to be able to rescue them. And we can't sit by. They say one of the biggest times of abuses in this particular situation is during Super Bowls, during big sporting events, and the World Cups. And they actually sell a room, they sell the tickets, and they sell sex slaves. In the whole package deal. And we've talked about that earlier, and we'll make that available to you. But one way you can do this is to educate folks. Educate someone that even though this game is going on at the very same time, Amanda's story that John read to you is going on. They say, dear Lord, help us. They were so focused on a ball being thrown or a ball being rolled across the field or you know, somebody's statistics. We're not even thinking about the statistics of what's taking place. It supposedly reports are that 1 million individuals are involved in human trafficking, and the majority of that is the sex trade, and the majority of that is women and children. Also, I was speaking just recently to Aaron Leatherdale about IHOP Kansas City, and this is where this was birthed out of, IHOP Kansas City, Mike Bickle. Orphan Justice was also birthed there. And Orphan Justice, you know, Maggie Leatherdale, Aaron's wife, that she works there. And this is a ministry that's so important, because just, you know, praying is one thing, but you half of your time has to be involved in justice. How, okay, you told me to have this child and not to abort this child, but where do I have this kid at? How do I parent? Or, okay, you told me no longer be in sex trade, but that's where I made my money. That's the only thing I've ever known. They told me this is the only thing I'll ever be able to do. Who's gonna bring me into society? Who's gonna father me? Who's gonna mother me? And there was a great segment that John did about spiritual fathering and mothering. It was just a beautiful segment. You got to be able to hear that. Is understanding that that's what we do in the church. That's what we're supposed to do in the church, to be fathers and mothers, and to not only speak into sons and daughters, but they're gonna be brought up and raised up to be mothers and fathers themselves. And that's being done at Orphan Justice, a ministry that birthed out of also International House of Prayer. And what they're doing is integrating this girl rescued, or this kid rescued from this particular industry, this evil. There's more slaves today in the world than there's ever been in the history of the world right now, this very moment.
Wow.
And it's in this industry, majority of this industry. And what they're able to do is take that child, from my understanding, and or that woman, a girl, and integrate her back into life and just speak into her and bring healing to her and to bring her to, okay, you want to do hair, you want to be like Amanda wanted to be able to cut hair and do that type of thing, and bring her into that industry and help her to be a fruitful person in society, know that she's loved by God, that she knows what healthy touches and healthy relationships are.
Wow.
Yeah, and from based on the reports that I've gotten, that you know, people who seemed that there was no hope and there was so much dysfunction in them, is how will they ever function again? Found out, just like the guy that was covered with all these bondages that was named, you know, for religion, when he was delivered, he was in his right mind. And even though I may look like that, today, and this is might be my journey, understand the power of God to redeem, the power of God to save, the power of God to heal. And so many people feed into wrong narratives. They go, well, you know, you'll always be this, and this is what you came from. You're the paralytic. You're the paralytic. People carried the paralytic. And that's what the Word of God says. But when Jesus saw the paralytic, he called him son. Mm-hmm. And then when you get that identity, knowing who you are in Christ, that you're a son of God, you're the daughter of God, the creator of the universe, in the family of God, and that all these blessings of your yours in Christ Jesus, there's nothing more powerful. And what comes with that is wholeness, healing. And understand, there's nothing, there's nobody that's gone too far. If this man who was bound by 1,000 demonic spirits was set free instantly by the power of God, you can be set free. And people that are out there like Amanda and others, they can be set free. They can be set free. And even the ones who traffic them can be set free in Jesus' name. So stand up for justice. If we wait too late, we're bait. He says, no one cries for justice. You can cry for justice by standing with VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.